He cupped her hand with his and rubbed it gently against him. Cat swallowed at the silken feel of him sliding against her soapy fingers. If he wasn't covered in soap, she'd be tonguing his nipples.
At least you tried.
He dipped his head to kiss her lightly on the neck.
That's more than most.
I only wish it were more useful.
It was useful.
He took the cloth from her hand and added more soap. Cat almost moaned when he started washing her breasts. Well, there is more.
Such as?
She had to put her hands on his shoulders to steady herself as he tenderly bathed her. You probably know that the Demi aren't really friendly to the Galu, so Kassar is stockpiling his demons around their tomb. He paused.
Do you know where the tomb is?
Yes. Sin laughed before he picked her up and kissed her.
Thank you.
Aha, so I am useful.
Yes, you are. Now all we need is a plan.
Cat nodded. One that doesn't end up with all of us dead.
That would be a good start.
She widened her legs as he dipped his hand to stroke her between her thighs. Then he let the cloth fall to the floor so that he could stroke her with his long fingers. Cat sucked her breath in sharply as he slid his index finger deep inside her.
I was in such a hurry before that I didn't even get to taste you.
Cat couldn't speak as he toyed with her. All she could do was watch as he dropped to his knees and nudged her legs farther apart until he could replace his fingers with his tongue. Her breasts tightened in response while his gruff whiskers rubbed her tender flesh, adding even more chills to her. Sin growled as he tasted her body. He wanted her scent all over him, wanted to taste her pleasure. Her thighs were wet from the water, and her soft moans were precious to his ears. He had never wanted to please a woman the way he wanted to her. There was nothing more gratifying than the sight of her orgasm, the sound of her calling out his name as she came for him. The hot water pounded against his back while he tongued her. He slid his fingers deep inside her, wringing another cry of pleasure. And in one hot moment, she gripped his hair and shuddered above him. Sin laughed in triumph as he continued to lick and torment until he'd wrung every last bit of her orgasm from her. When she was finished, he rose up to pull her close against his chest. Cat couldn't breathe as Sin entered her again. He held her pinned to the wall as he thrust against her. Her entire body burned, and his last made her hungry. Holding him close, she sank her fangs into his neck. She was so weak, it was all she could do to stand. How he had any energy left, she didn't know. But it didn't take him long until he was growling in her ear as his own release took him. You are insatiable, she panted as she released him.
I was a fertility god, remember? We tend to be that way.
She laughed. I can certainly see why women would worship you. She laid a gentle kiss to his cheek. But don't let that go to your head.
Don't worry. I know you better than that. I'm sure you'll be cutting me down to size any moment now.
Cat gave him a squeeze before she withdrew and finished her bath.